very good afternoon to you from the sports team. We start off with cricket. Durban Super Giants look to bounce back from their three-game losing streak in the Betway SA 20 and DSG. Play host to MI Cape Town at Kingsmead later, weather permitting, of course. First ball is at 5:30. And then over to some football. Liverpool boss Arne Slot is unsure how much benefit there will be to finishing top of the Champions League table. His side could secure top spot with a game to play if they beat Lille at Anfield tonight. But Slot says, apart from avoiding a playoff round, there doesn't look to be any other advantages.
Being on top maybe doesn't tell you that you're the best team. Being number 24 doesn't tell you that you're number 24 in terms of quality. It's a lot of has to do with the teams you've faced. So yeah, we want to win, but not from an idea about, yeah, that will probably give us then the best lead up for the rest of the campaign.
Kickoff to that match is at 10 o'clock. Aston Villa open up the Champions League action tonight. They play against Monaco away. That one gets underway at 7:45. And then Manchester City have completed the signing of centre-back Vitor Rees. The 19-year-old moves to the Etihad for around £30 million, signing a four-and-a-half-year deal. He's the second defender to join the reigning Premier League champions this window. And then bouncing over to tennis, former world number two Paula Badosa is through to her first career Grand Slam semi-final after defending world number three Coco Gauff in the Australian Open quarterfinals. The Spaniard, who had a career-threatening back injury, beat the American 7-5, 6-4. Her first ever top 10 victory at a major. Badosa says making the semifinals is an amazing personal achievement.
A year ago, I was here with my bag that I didn't know if I had to retire from this sport, and now I'm here playing against the best in the world. I won today, I'm in semifinals, so I would never think that a year after I would be here.
Badosa will meet two-time defending champion and close friend Arina Sabalenka in the semi-finals. In the men's draw, Germany's Alexander Zverev battled past American Tommy Paul 7-6, 7-6, 2-6, 6-1 to make his third semi-final in Melbourne. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.